And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say. I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you in to positive vibrations on a regular basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and today we have a special guest. I am happy to welcome onto the show. You guys have heard me talk for quite some time about wanting to interact with the audience more. And of course, you guys have been writing in and we've been answering questions and so forth. And I want to step that up a notch and bring guests onto the show and talk to them live and direct from time to time. And some of you guys have reached out, and any of you who haven't reached out and would like to, you know, sort of open up, ask questions or advice or anything like that on the show and sort of put yourself out there, please contact us through the site. My email, brandon@positivehead.com. Or through positivehead.com, you can just go through the contact page. And it's something that we want to look to do. And I have Danish Tanvir. Did I get that right, Danish?
Yep, that's right.
All right.
Danish Tanvir.
That was nerve-wracking. I really appreciate you reaching out. And I really, your message really struck a chord because you said, someone told me, put yourself out there. This makes me uncomfortable. You are very vulnerable in the fact that, hey, this makes me nervous. This makes me uncomfortable, but yeah. I know that putting myself out there and getting out of my comfort zone is the path. Right. And, I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt that said, do something every day that makes you uncomfortable, or something to that effect. I might not have it exactly right, but, congratulations to you for being bold enough to come on the show and talk a little bit about, what your experience has been. So why don't you fill us in a little bit on what you've been going through?
Yeah, thanks. I'm a huge fan of the show. Thanks again for having me on. This is awesome. So I guess starting from the beginning would be a couple of months ago, I hit the rock bottom of a very long 2-year stretch of going through pressure and everything, trying all the various different methods, the therapy and psychotherapy, et cetera. Nothing really worked. And I crashed 2-3 months ago.
It was like a depression kind of situation.
I was diagnosed with depression and they put me on various different pills, and it even caused me to leave college for a little bit to take a break because they're like, you gotta stop. So, sorry, nervous.
No problem.
But
No worries.
So a couple of months ago, I did something really stupid, and I acknowledged my mistake that I made, and it ended up hurting and causing someone very close to me to leave me as an ex-girlfriend of mine. And
So
we were talking about getting married and all this planning about what our future together was going to be like. And it was like, yes, I have this one positive, great thing in my life that I can hold on to among all these other bad things. So it was like the straw that broke the camel's back to be like, you got to do something for yourself and go out and do that. So I've been trying, you guys, like I said, podcast has been helping me a lot in that aspect to like keep going in a positive direction, everything else.
You and your girlfriend and some of your friends were having experiences, you're telling me, where you shift perspectives.
Sort of connect. The way we looked at it was, I guess the basic description we had of it to explain it to ourselves was, we would travel through dimensions, and instead of like you go there physically yourself and everything, you would have to switch consciousness with another being from that dimension. So like one, well, you can't be in one place without leaving the other, kind of idea, I guess.
Wow.
So something would take over here, and I kind of dabbled in it, but I saw a lot of people get channeled by all kinds of good and really bad things as well. And
interesting. How was a state to, how did you guys get into the state? I mean, was it, were you using psychedelic substances? Or were you just doing some sort of like a
deep meditation type ritual? Stuff? It would be us sitting quietly or even separately. We wouldn't even do it sometimes together. We would be separate at times when it would happen and switch in other places to other places, and, or other things would come here and throw the other person out to wherever they came from. Which again,
and you'd see out of the other like being's eyes kind of thing.
Yeah. So what we would see when we were over there is like, for me, it only came in more or less like dreams or, in that kind of state. So it was
kind of like astral projection. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a really crazy experience. Like it's one of those things I still even struggle with today, whether what it was even real, or if it was something that like actually happened or somewhere in between, because it's a lot of disjointed people that it happened with too. It wasn't like we were all in one specified area, which is the oddest thing.
Wow. But, that's pretty wild. Yeah. I don't claim to have a lot of experience channeling entities or anything, but I have talked to people who've had some pretty wild experiences and not always positive as well. It's like, you got to be really careful what you're, when you're opening yourself up in that way, what you're calling in and what you, definitely got to do like protective type, you know, work before you even go there. And, you know, like I said, I'm no expert in this, but there are a lot of people who dabble in this sort of stuff, and you can get some really, really interesting results. And if you don't know what you're doing, you need to be really careful, because you can get mixed up with some you know, energy that you really don't want to play with.
Cool. That's always one of the things like we just grew with, as that, the events of all that stuff kind of helped us become much better friends before we started dating even too. So it was it's weird to have someone who, even on a spiritual place, that I connected with, that something I couldn't even really talk about, that anyone else is now gone. So it's odd to have that. Now you're sitting here talking to yourself and trying to figure out the answers. Right. Like, so, and that's why the previous podcast, the thing that I'm going to start doing, at least to help, you know, keep the positive flow going, is ask my every decision, ask myself the whole, what would a person who loves himself does? What would he do? What would they do?
What would a person who loves himself do now? Yeah. And that is such a profound question to ask.
Yeah. Since that whole mess happened, I'm in a new place, a new like job and everything. But the one thing that still haunts me, everything of is, her, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
And
that's,
and it's hard.
That's a very easy thing to, that's a very easy thing to happen. That's a very common, you know, having just come out of a relationship myself, you know, 2+ year relationship, it's very easy to look back and say, wow, look how much I screwed up. Look how off I was. Look how, you know, it's, you know, definitely something that probably a lot of listeners can relate to, is having that sort of an experience where, you know, what did I do? I screwed up. I've missed this opportunity that was the one, as you said, like the one shining light in my life, right? You were having depression and problems and struggling. And now you even kind of screwed that up, right? And what I've come to realize, and I think we all have to realize, is it's, you've got to get really, really comfortable with sort of losing it all in order to have it all. That's like a precursor to, you know, you talked about hitting the bottom. Like everyone has to hit the bottom some way, somehow, before they bounce to their fullest expression of what they can and will be and should be. So it's all rigged, you know, it's all rigged in your favor. It's always happening for you, not to you. And that's the most important piece that you can ever take away. You know, any moment I ever have where I have, you know, I'm feeling like, oh, what, you know, regret, or regret is a complete wasted, you know, emotion, because you learn, you always are learning from it. And everything that's ever happening to you is there to teach you what you need to learn next. And there's no shortage. I think the other thing, and I've talked about, of course, all these concepts on the show, and here's a real world example of it. there's no shortage of what the universe can bring to you. Whatever it is that you loved and longed for in that person, in that soul, in that being that was, you know, brought into your life and you shared, and, you know, and it's hard because they become your, you know, your best friend,
and, you know, you're confided in everything. And funny that you say that, the person that actually told me the best way to get out of your, you know, to get better with vulnerability and everything and get out of your comfort zone was my ex-girlfriend. So it's one of the, she's always been putting in like positive light. So I've been trying to take it, the good things out of the relationship as well and add into my life. And the fact that, yeah, system is rigged. I feel like I'm in that middle ground because now, since all this stuff has happened, now I'm in a different track in life where life's starting to get better. It's like still kind of bad, but still, like, now it's steering in the right direction. Like, you can kind of see there's a little bit of that light at the end now.
Right. Well, I would challenge you to change your perspective on it's still kind of bad to saying it's perfect exactly the way it is, and find, you know, make it your job to embrace it exactly as it's showing up now, because that's, it's showing up now in a way that you created it to be there. Right. So it's been, if you want to know what you'll see tomorrow, look at what you're feeling today. Look at your energy today, because there's a lag in this dimension of reality. So I put out energy, it comes back. And that's where, you know, they say on the other side, and actually I'm going to have someone who has had out of body experiences recently on the show, a good friend of mine. And one of the things they say about that state, when someone has astral projection or out of body experiences, it's sort of the next reality over, right? It's the astral plane, as they call it. And you think something, it instantly happens. Or if you're having a lucid dream, you think something, it instantly happens. So we're smart enough to kind of see, like, okay, I can draw the correlation between what I just thought and what just popped up here. But here on Earth, it's like we think it, we're giving all this energy to it. And then, you know, a week later, a month later, a year later, the reflection of that energetic offering is sort of coming back and reflecting into our world. And we don't connect the dots. So the most important thing that you can do is look for the beauty right from where you're at is the perfect jumping off point to get to where you want to be and you know, where you're destined to be next. You're right on track. So if you understand that, then you truly believe that, then you're going to start loving all the things that aren't what you called not so good, right? These are actually there for me. They're serving me. It's happening. It's rigged in my favor. It's all happening for me. And this partner, you know, what I'm sure she's amazing. She got, you know, on the bus of your life. She, you know, she got off at a certain stop. She got on at a certain stop. Now she got off. Who knows? Maybe she'll get back on. Anyone that is meant to be there will, you know, we've all heard it said, if you love someone, let them be free, and they'll fly back to you if they're meant to, sort of thing. And so it's sort of like you don't need to hold on to anyone or anything. You can never lose her. You can never lose anyone. You can only take vacations from one another. Your souls are eternally connected. Like, and this gives it context. So if you were with her from now until, you know, a zillion years from now, you would get so tired of each other. But because you get breaks, it makes it special when you do share time and space. So, so it becomes, you know, you really just use this as an opportunity to go within yourself and to find your own self-love and self-confidence and know that you are a self-sufficient being. Everything you seek outside of self it's within you. So you don't need it outside. The cool thing about that is when you don't need it outside, that's when it can show up, because you're in such a healthy place. You'll get reflections. Then your next partner you'll be with, not to fulfill, oh, I'm depressed, I'm down, I'm these things, and this person kind of fills that void for me, or, you know, helps me. Instead, you'll come into that relationship, this sort of fully, you know, self-sufficient, self-loving being who is in a relationship, not because they're trying to fill something within themselves, because they want to mix it up with someone else who, by the way, will be a reflection of where you're at internally as well. So you'll see, like, oh, in a sense, you'll have upgraded, because you'll call in a reflection that is, you know, similar to where you're at vibrationally. And so if you work on self, it's like people are worried about the loss of losing someone that they really love and care about. It's like, well, would you be excited to have someone, you know, that is even sort of next level experience? Well, then work on yourself, because you're always going to get a reflection of where you're at. You know, you're going to come in, you're going to you know, essentially by working on yourself, you affect what sort of relationship you get next. So the more, you know, you've got all the tools around you, you want more, you want something, you miss something that was there with that partner. Well, guess what? You can have that and then some. You know, it's just going to be, you can always do the work. It's sort of like building the groundwork for what you're going to have next by working on self. And of course, you're going to attract something that's a vibrational match to where you're at. And now you're on this path of, you know, you've come through depression, you've come through, you know, all this sort of hardship, hitting rock bottom, as you put it a few months ago. And now you're on this path where, you know, you're listening to things like this podcast on a daily basis, right? Right. What you were saying in the email, you're like, I listen every day. I've even been going back and listening to old shows. And yep. So what are you doing with that? This is just a tool for you to manage your vibration. So you can't be eating high vibrational content like that and be making efforts and putting yourself out there on a limb like you're doing right now, coming out of your comfort zone. You know, before you start recording, you're like, oh, I'm nervous, you know, and it's like, Yeah. But you're doing it. You're doing it. And so you're going to continue to push yourself like this. And you know, it's kind of like the sky's the limit. There is no, you know, you've kind of turned a corner in a way that there's no going back from. So you should be really proud of yourself.
Yeah, it's still an odd feeling because everything feels still so really raw. That it's hard to believe. Even the smallest steps, like they feel like leaps, but at the same time, like I can't believe I'm here. Like it looks like it's getting better. I'm still like kind of shaking off the shock, I guess.
Right. For lack of a better term. Yeah, you know, we're definitely at a point on our planet where there's a lot of people sort of escalating quickly. I mean, I can look at someone like my mother who, you know, the most conservative, you know, conservative person, never smoked a cigarette, never. I mean, you would talk about something like, I'll just use an example, marijuana, you know, it's like the evilest thing ever. And now all of a sudden she's educating herself. And now it's like, oh, hold on. Maybe it's actually, I've sort of been brainwashed and told that this thing here, meanwhile, it's like the most useful plant on planet Earth, right? We can do all these things to help all the planet and people. And just as an example, so that if people like her are opening up and just sort of expanding their awareness and consciousness, I mean, she sent me something the other day that was, you know, all about spirituality and it like, just if you knew her and knew her history in this very conservative Christian sort of perspective. So there's a lot of people that are coming online and waking up, and it can be jolting, right? It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. All of a sudden I was seeing the world like through this very narrow slit of perspective, and all of a sudden it just expanded like tenfold, and it continues to expand. So just be glad that you're on that boat, because it's a good or that train, because it's a good train to be on. Donation, you know, I applaud you for your courage to come on and share a little bit, and you know, keep us posted as you continue to become the next greatest and grandest version of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I have plans I want to start doing that I've been putting off because of, you know, fear, anxiety, and all kinds of other, you know, excuses. That I think I'm going to start in the next coming weeks, hopefully.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, man. I mean, the only way you can lose is not trying. You know, I had a friend over. Let's see. I did an interview maybe a month or so ago, Anita Wing Lee. She came by and we hung out for a little bit, and she brought a friend, and I can't remember the girl's name now. I had just met her that day, and she was telling her story of a near-death experience where she was drowning. She was like, you know, she was sinking down. The last thing she remembers, she's, you know, floating to the bottom. Next thing she knows, she's somewhere else. You know, a voice is talking to her. Well, you're okay to go, right? You've done everything you wanted to do, right? You took all the risks, right? Kind of like almost prodding her. Yeah. Like, and you know, that it really struck a chord with me, because I know that's what happens when we go. It's like, you do not want to get to the other side and realize that you wussed out, right? That you sort of held back, that you let other people. It's like, it's, I always say self-love being the most important thing we're all here to learn. Also, with that comes not repressing your wants and desires because of fear, because of what someone else might think, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not, all these stories we all told it to ourselves. We've all heard it. We are all familiar with it. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not this. That's just the thing you're meant to overcome. And you do not want to get there and get that same voice saying to you, you took all the risks to have the life you really dreamed of, right? And you don't want the answer to be, no, I was a coward, right? And so right. I think just doing something like this, man, you show that you've got it in you. And everyone does, of course. It's just a matter of, you know, pushing yourself and out of that comfort zone. That's where life really happens, just outside of your comfort zone. So, Donish, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on.
Thank you for having me on the show, Brendan.
It's my pleasure.
I loved it.
Yeah. Connect with us on we've got a new group on Facebook, Positive Heads. And, there's a few hundred of us there that, share, and we'll be doing more of that sort of stuff in the future and even with the site. So make sure you connect on there and you can kind of, stay in touch and keep us posted on your story. I know everyone will be interested to see how things continue to develop for you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're out of imaginary time for yet another episode. Luckily, there's much more where that came from. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this special edition podcast with a guest. You will be hearing more of it. And like I said, don't be scared to reach out. Otherwise, I would still like to leave you with some musical tastings. And what I have today is a guest or an artist, rather, that we played a week or two ago. This is Edamame, and this particular song is called Tree Shadows. Hope you enjoy.